proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We continue with our series about Messianic prophecy, looking at a very important one in Numbers chapter 24, a prophecy issued by a pagan prophet, a man by the name of Balaam. The 22nd through the 24th chapters of the book of Numbers contained a detailed transaction that occurred between Balak, the king of Moab, and Balaam, who was a prophet. Balak hired Balaam to curse the Israelites. After God initially refused his permission for Balaam to go and do so, that prophet turned down the Moabite king's first offer. However, after another embassy sent by Balak, Balaam changed his mind. He went with the king's messengers. Numbers chapter 22 recorded an incident in which Balaam's donkey spoke to him, warning the prophet about impending danger from the angel of the Lord. That divine emissary told Balaam to, quote, "Go with the men, but only the word that I shall speak unto thee, that shalt thou speak," unquote. The 23rd chapter of Numbers dealt with Balak's attempts to have Balaam curse the Israelites. When the Moabite king first ordered him to do so, Balaam replied, quote, "How shall I curse whom God hath not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord hath not defied?" Unquote. Once again, Balak sent Balaam to curse the Israelites. The Moabite king did the same thing on another occasion. That prophet, instead of cursing the Israelites, pronounced a benediction over them. He said, quote, "I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it," unquote. Balaam then delivered another prophecy, one recorded in Numbers 24. He declared that, quote, "There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Sheth," unquote. After he made this pronouncement, Balaam left Balak and returned to his own house. Balaam's statement related back to a deathbed prophecy made by Jacob, the patriarch of the Israelites, a prophecy reported in Genesis chapter 49, namely that, quote, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be," unquote. What did this prophecy entail? A scepter is symbolic of authority. The giving of laws represents societal authority in particular. A combination of both of these denoted royal power. Though this prophecy immediately pointed to King David, who was, after all, God's chosen king over Israel. And even though the Moabites did become tributaries to King David, as noted in 2 Samuel chapter 8, the Moabites had not completely surrendered their sovereignty to the Jews. The Moabites still had a king who ruled over them. The ultimate fulfillment of Balaam's prophecy in Numbers 24 will occur in the future, during the rule and reign of Jesus Christ. A time will come when, according to the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation, quote, "The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ," unquote. The star and scepter spoken of in Numbers 24 foreshadows Jesus Christ receiving the kingdom God promised to him and ruling and reigning over all the earth. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.